Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. As you know, for the last several years, I have been asking you questions on my website, and same question in my newsletter. If you take the newsletter, then you've been probably responding there. If you go to my website, you've been probably been responding there. So we've been asking, we ask a lot of different questions every week, 52 times a year, we ask a different question, and we've been doing that now for about 4 or 5 years. And certainly ever since the Great Recession was over in 2009, and one of the things we've asked a lot of different topics, but one of the things we've asked about periodically has been what small business owners, what you think about the economy. And we've asked that several times over. We've asked probably 3 or 4 times a year just to see how things are going. How's the new year looking, et cetera, et cetera. And how at the end of the year, how did last year go? That sort of thing. So I want to compare those responses from our poll at the end of 2011 with the one that we just took at the end of 2013. And so we asked that. How were things? How was sales growth? And here's what we learned. The groups experiencing sales growth in 2011 were at 76%. 76% of our respondents in 2011 were experiencing sales growth. At the end of 2013, 48% were experiencing sales growth. From 76 down to 48% in 2 years. The bottom half of the group, people who were not reporting less than stellar times, where less than one-fourth were having a tough time in 2011, but more than half reported a tough time in 2013. So that's just asking small business owners, what's going on? What are you thinking? And that's as you can tell, that's a decline. Small business reality is steadily going in the wrong direction for the last few years. We've also asked about small business projections for the coming year. How do you feel about the next year coming up? In 2012, 73% of you were positive about the new year, while the others were uncertain. The other 27% were uncertain about the new year. So three-fourths were positive. But 1 year later, just this last poll, in 2013, the responses essentially inverted. 24% were positive, and 76% were not so positive. So how about that? From 73% to 24% in just a year. Recently, we asked that same question about the coming year, 2014. Only 20% of our respondents projected a good year, with the other 80% projecting either a slight growth to flat growth to negative growth. And so folks, you can see what's going on there. And as you can see, the actual business performance of our respondents declined. But optimism about the future is also going in the wrong direction. From 73% in 2012 to 24% positive in 2013 to 20% positive in 2014. You can see 73, 24, 20. You see what's happening. For more than a decade, as you know, folks, for more than a decade on my radio show, I've reported monthly, every month, on two scientific surveys, small business surveys. Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB Small Business Economic Trends Report, which we did last week, the last time. That's the 40-year gold standard. I've also reported on the Tatum Index of Business Conditions. We did that week before last. Every month, these two. in terms of context, putting my own polling in context with these posts, which I consider to be scientific. Mine is not. It's an online poll. In terms of context, my trends and condition poll responses, the ones you've responded to, have consistently aligned with the results of the NFIB and the Tatum poll for the same period. Here's why all this matters, my friends. Almost 5 years into a recovery, the economy should be growing. The U.S. economy should be growing at at least 4%. We should be averaging 3.5 to 4.5% average. But we're barely averaging 2%. And you know, if you paid attention, just this last month, just December, economists expected 200,000 new jobs from the economy, but were shocked. They literally thought the news, they thought the number was erroneous. They thought it was a mistake when the new jobs came in at 74,000 new jobs. Literally a third of what they expected. They were shocked at that. The small business sector, here's where we're stuck, folks. Here's where I think the economy is growing so poorly and jobs are so bad. The small business sector produces over half of the U.S. economy. You've heard me say this many times before. And most of the net new jobs, the majority, sometimes in some years, 100% of the net new jobs, small business. If you're wondering what happened to the missing 2% GDP that we're not getting and the millions of net new jobs, in my opinion, that opportunity and those jobs have been lost in the production small business owners, small businesses, have not created since 2009. Small businesses have not been growing. You see my numbers. You see what the NFIB says. You see what Tatum says. Small businesses have not been growing since the Great Recession has been over, since in this so-called recovery. And that, you can attribute that to where the economy has dropped to, and also the hiring. When we've asked about the single greatest thing holding small businesses back since 2009, the answer has consistently and overwhelmingly been uncertainty. That's the word, uncertainty, that you say all the time. Uncertainty created by anti-business attitudes and policies coming out of Washington, D.C., like Obamacare. Small businesses don't like that. And now a proposed minimum wage increase. Small business owners are pathological optimists, but Washington has taken a toll on their reality and their expectations, and by extension, the economy. In the 21st century, as small business goes, so goes America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.